Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Happy Sunday. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. Thanks for joining me this morning. Today's show is rather difficult to write. It's a subject I've been contemplating for several months now. It might be the most difficult show I've put together. It deals with a very personal subject. And there are parts of this show that may strike you as a bit dark at times. And yes, it will be a bit dark, but overall, this show is going to be encouraging and enlightening. My friends, what drives you? What is it that gets you out of bed each and every day? Are you eager to take on the day's events, or do you sit in the shower each morning for an extended period of time because you don't want to confront the day, or you're dreading what the day may have in store for you? If that's you, you want to listen to this show. If you're feeling burned out, drained, exhausted, defeated, you will want to listen to this show. I'm going to share a perspective today on real estate investing that you may have never really considered, but it's there right in front of our eyes. I see it all the time. I see it in interviews with fellow real estate investors. I see it at case studies. I saw it Thursday night at our case study in all three of the folks that told us about their particular deal. And if you don't know what a case study is at Lifestyles Unlimited, we host a case study at each of our offices here in Texas once a month. So we're doing these three times a month. And essentially, first person gets up, tells about their recent investment, how much they spent, what they put down on the house, what their equity capture was, what their cash on cash return, which vendors they used. They share everything. The third person is an apartment person. It's a lead investor, typically. Share the deal, the numbers, how it worked, how much they made. I saw it there. I witnessed it Friday morning at breakfast with my local investor peer group. You see, my friends, we invest in real estate for numerous reasons. Primarily for the cash flow. Yes, we want to free ourselves from the dependency of a job. We want to create financial freedom. But at the end of the day, it's really for our well-being. Mentally. Spiritually. Passion. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. I lost two buddies a few months back, both within a week of one another. They lost their way, and each of them took their own life, unfortunately. We had lost touch over the years, but at one time we were close. We played varsity 5A football together here in Texas. And if you're not from Texas, that's a big deal. All three of us were on defense. Lee was a linebacker. Mike was a defensive end. I played cornerback. We sweated together. We bled together. We celebrated together. Between then and now, they lost their drive, their will to win. Why? I do not know. Obviously, each was dealing with demons of their own. But at some point, both had decided that today did not matter and tomorrow wasn't worth fighting for. I remember vividly when we graduated. We all went to Jamaica Beach in Galveston. It's on the west side. Back then, it wasn't as built up as it is now, but the whole idea was to get away from the tourist. Seemed there were hundreds of us there, all close friends. Both Lee and Mike were there. We were celebrating that time in life when we were on top of the world in the prime of our lives, afraid of nothing and no one. We were young men, finished with high school, running to the next chapter of life. We were happy. We were strong. We were excited. We had a thirst for whatever the day would bring us. How did Lee and Mike lose their way? I cannot answer that. At some point in their lives, they lost what mattered and did not know how to get it back. That's the important part of today's show. If you do not have a how, you will soon lose the why. And if for no other reason, freedom, money, lifestyle, real estate investing gives us that feeling of accomplishment, the desire for the next win, today's win, tomorrow's win, next year's win. I just had a refinance on one of my multifamily properties. It's incredibly exciting. I'm grateful to the lead investors. I'm also excited about the next refi. I'm excited about the two multifamily deals that we just funded. I'm excited about the next deal I get into. I'm excited about next year as my passive income grows. I'm excited about 2022, 2023, 2024. My friends, I'm as awake today as I was many years ago on that beach in Galveston as a young man, recently graduated. I have Dale Walmsley, Lifestyles Unlimited, and Real Estate Investing to thank for that. And I can't help but think if Lee and Mike had invested in real estate, would that have changed? Would the passive income have made a difference? Would they maybe have kept their family and kept those that were close to them and kept what mattered? Would they have found a passion in their life? Would they be excited about tomorrow, as excited as I am? We're going to continue this discussion. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dale Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Thanks for listening. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And if you want to call our show this morning with any questions about today's subject or real estate investing, our number is 855 877-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or if you'd rather, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Stands for Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated. You can visit our website at lifestylesunlimited.com. Today we're discussing what, in my opinion, is the best reason yet why we invest in real estate. Sure, we make a lot of money doing it, but it's really about the drive to make that money, the passion. Am I saying real estate investing will save your life? Not specifically. What I'm saying is that having a passion in life is what will save your life. If that passion happens to be real estate investing, great. We can teach you. We are an educational and mentoring group. We can teach you to change your life in a very short amount of time. And it's fun. There's a thrill to it. You're involved. You see it grow. You look forward to the next deal. You fishermen and fisherwomen out there will get this. Many of you have been offshore fishing. What do you remember most about those trips? I've gone offshore fishing more times than I can count. I've caught everything. Tarpon, Dorado, tuna, shark, snapper, triple tails, jacks. A long time ago, I was with my two brothers and my father in Cabo San Lucas. I was 15 years old. Drank my first beer, had my first shot of tequila. We went marlin fishing one day. We were on the ocean for 6 hours without a bite. It was hot. No breeze. Rolling waves. The nausea was starting to sink in. If you've been fishing and it's slow and it's dead, really, all you notice is the smell of salt spray commingled with diesel exhaust. It's not very fun. You'll notice that when nothing's happening for hours. Then the fish hit. And for the next 2 hours, we traded off reeling in that fish. It was a striped marlin, almost 300 pounds. I don't remember what it was like once we landed the fish, but I can talk to you at length and in detail what it was like when we fought that fish for hours, how our biceps burned, how we were sweating in the hot sun, the hum of the reel as the marlin would make another run, the yelling back and forth between the captain and the mate, the roar of the boat engine as the captain maneuvered the boat, the crashing of the waves over the back as we reversed course. It was awesome. You see, it's not the catch we remember, it's the fight. And when we go fishing again, it's the fight we look for. It's the plan. What bait are we going to use? What will the weather be like? Are we going to troll? Or are we fishing off some underwater structure? You see, that's where the fun is, my friends. The thrill, the drive, the passion. When I find and purchase a rent home, it's the thrill of landing the deal, knowing that 20 plus other people wanted the home. I was the one who was able to land the deal. Once that home is stabilized, has a resident paying rent, I don't even think about it. The money hits the bank. It's really no big deal. Kind of boring, actually. At the peak of my single family home ownership, I spent 1 to 2 hours a month running the business. That's it. If they were stabilized and rented, there was nothing to do except balance the books. And I did that the third Saturday morning of each month, religiously. There's no excitement there. But let me tell you about the house I bought that had 9 people, 4 dogs, 3 cats, 3 snakes living in it. The cats thought the attic was a litter box. The residents didn't know the purpose of a lawnmower. I remember the day I closed, I drove my wife there to see it because I knew this was going to be a great deal. She lasted about 15 seconds inside before she ran outside and almost puked because of the smell. That was a fun rehab. That was an incredible house. Or how about the home I bought that had overgrown backyard trees so bad that they were rubbing against the brick facade on the outside? How we had to dig holes in the living room 5 feet deep to fix the foundation? You've not lived until you walk into your rehab and there is a pile of dirt in the living room the size of an F-150. And then you notice something moving and you look over and there's a head of a man about 8 inches above grade. And you realize it's a man and a hole digging in your living room. Man, that was exciting. What about my hoarder house in Coppell? They closed. I went to the house and I was like, oh my gosh. We had to get two dumpsters, 30-yard dumpsters. We loaded them full of crap just to get inside and start the rehab. Those were good days. That was fun. That was exciting. I was excited for tomorrow. That trip in Cabo, that was the last time I spent with both my brothers at the same time. We lost him a few short years later. Sean died in a car wreck. Bob died of colon cancer. Neither of them lived long enough to understand the pressure that middle age, corporate America, the tug of providing for a family, or what it might feel like to be 50 years old and wondering what tomorrow may bring. My buddies, my football teammates, Lee and Mike, they hung it up. They were done. Tomorrow lost its thrill. Today had no meaning. And again, I know this is rather simplistic, but I can't help but think, what if they had that how in their life, that how to succeed, that path to financial freedom? What if they had started investing in real estate? Would that have brought passion back in their life? Would that have made tomorrow much more exciting? Would they be happier? Would the income have made a difference? Would the networking with new friends and like-minded individuals made a difference in their life? Once they had the income, could they have focused on peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness? The things that really matter in our life? You see, my friends, we invest in real estate for a lot of reasons. But it's the passion that drives us. It's the excitement for tomorrow and what next year will bring. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Happy Sunday. Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you spending your time with us this morning. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Before we get back to the show, I want to take a moment and talk about our expo that's coming up. And that's Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. That's Labor Day weekend. And you want to see some passion? You'll see some passion at the expo. Over 5,000 investors attended our expo last year. It's actually the largest event of its kind in the country. But what's the expo? Well, there's breakout classes. If you want to learn how to start real estate and what to do, you can take classes here at the expo and find out about leasing, find out about rehab, find out about property management. Find out about your tax situation, how to take care of that. You can meet the entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, operation consultants, our deal sponsors, our lead investors will be there. There'll be a ton of passive investors. But again, that's September 3rd and 4th on that Friday and Saturday. And if you want more information, you can get that at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. If you'd like to save $97 off of any of the pass or packages, well, promo code Mike. That's all capitals, M-I-K-E. Enter promo code Mike. You'll save $97 off whichever package you choose. So today I'm talking about the best reason yet to invest in real estate. It's the thrill and the passion. What will the next deal bring? How much cash flow will this house have? When will my next multifamily investment have a refinance or a sell? How much will the refi give back? 50, 75, 100% more? I look forward to investing in the next deal. I save my tail off today so I can invest in the next deal tomorrow. There's a pressure in American society to perform and provide. I feel this as a middle-aged man. And I'm not saying women don't feel pressure at all. Not at all. I'm a man. I can only speak from my viewpoint. And I'm not complaining. I feel great when I'm able to provide, take us out to a nice restaurant, spend time with my family, take us on great vacations, buy my kids a car, give my wife that occasional mad money. There's also a push in middle-aged men for accomplishment. What have you done in your life? The public acknowledgement of accomplishment, well, it's been magnified by social media. We know who has done what, who owns a ski boat, who's traveling where. It's never ending. I have a friend from college. He's either a billionaire or darn close to it. He'll post a photo, and it's just him in a recliner, basically, and he's taking a picture of his boots. But he's on his G5 Learjet, flying to his flat in the Caymans. How great is that? What about the 50-year-old man who's lost a family along the way, was not good with his investments, made poor decisions, is estranged from his kids, lost his jobs in poor health, and gets lost in a bottle every night? That's a man who's suffering. It's a man who dreads tomorrow and has no sense of worth. That's a man with no passion in his life. It's a dangerous place to find yourself. And that's why I lost two friends. But it's not just them. It's an epidemic today. It's an epidemic no one wants to talk about. There is societal pressure on middle-aged males to be successful, independent, and to provide. And then when they cannot provide, either financially or in some other worthwhile endeavor, they get lost. And when they get lost, they lose hope. When they have no hope, they take their life. If you missed Dell Walmsley's Tell Dell radio show, Tuesday 5:18, you need to hear it. And you can find it on the website. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button, scroll down, May 18th. The title is Tell Dell Tuesday, Financial Advisor Grows His Net Worth 1,000% in 11 Years with Rental Real Estate. If you can't find that show, send me an email. Ask Mike at luinc.com. I will send you a link to the show. you need to hear the show. And it's not because Kirby grew his net worth by 1,000%, which is awesome. It's deeper than that. You have to listen. Not only do you hear it in his voice, you feel it. Kirby invests in real estate for the lifestyle, the drive to succeed, the drive to make something better, the drive to provide for he and his partner, the will, desire, and passion to take on new endeavors, new adventures. But Kirby had a quote in that show, and I'm going to share it with you. And I love this quote wholeheartedly. I believe in it. He said, "Make a decision today that your future self will thank you for." Let me say that again. Make a decision today that your future self will thank you for. This is a man who is at peace in his life. It's not the money for him, but it's the money that allows him the freedom to concentrate on peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, the things that really matter in our life. Go no further than my show last Sunday. If you missed it, I had Peggy and Leo on the show. Again, you can find this on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. Peggy and Leo are retired. They're partners in 32 multifamily apartment deals. They started with 10 deals their first year. And 7 short years later, they've grown their investments to 32 deals. All of their income, their passive income, and their net worth grows every year. But again, you'll hear it in their voice. You'll feel it. The thrill, the passion, the excitement, the joy and satisfaction with the decisions they've made. Their excited anticipation as to what the next deal will bring. This couple is alive. Some of you may know David Fisher. He moderates our case study. He teaches our Financial Freedom 2-Day seminar. If you sign up for Lifestyles Unlimited and you take the seminar, you'll meet David Fisher. By the way, those seminars are in person now. They're not virtual anymore. Would I say this guy's excited? And keep in mind, he's a net worth well over $8 million. Is he excited? My gosh, that's an understatement. He has a passion, a will, a drive. It's way past the money for David. He has that. He could have laid down a long time ago. It's the zest for life. It's the thrill of tomorrow. It's the passion to teach others, the passion to create millionaires, the passion to provide a map to financial freedom. There is joy in his life. That's what drives him. Do I think David Fisher looks forward to tomorrow? I guarantee that guy's so antsy, he can barely sleep today. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Well,
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I greatly appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. If you want to email me, I enjoy getting emails from our listeners. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. This morning, we're talking about passion. Passion is a driver to invest in real estate, but it's bigger than that. Have a passion in your life. And think about passion as a word. Passion's a strong word. It's a verb. You can even say it's a noun. Have some passion in your life. It's rather romantic, but it means that something is more than just an interest. It is a drive. It is something to look forward to. And my argument today is that having some passion in your life, that drive, that desire, that will, that makes the next day exciting. And I think a lot of us lose passion. We get trapped in a corporate spiral, that metaphorical mouse wheel, where we need to make more money, so we need to run faster. We need to make more money, so we run faster, or we take on the second job. And people get trapped in that. They wear themselves out. And today's show is for you. Am I saying that real estate investing will save your life? No, I mentioned that earlier, not specifically. But I'm saying having a passion in your life may save your life. And if that passion happens to be real estate investing, that's great. That's what we can teach you. We're an educational and mentoring group. We have mentors that have made millions of dollars. They've retired themselves. But they come back. They could lay down, but they come back and they teach others. Why? It's that passion. It's that drive. You know, a lot of men retire and they pass away within a year or two after they retire. It's a known statistic. Look it up. And a lot of people retire because they're forced to retire for whatever reason. And maybe their career was their passion. And it breaks them down. But real estate investing has changed my life, my friends. And you can start. And when you get that first house, I'll tell you this. As soon as you have that first house stabilized, you're going to want that second house. It's going to drive you to get that second house. And when you get that second one, you want the third. And then as you build up, you begin to have options, opportunities, look at new things as the passive income comes in. It gets to be second nature. It gets to be exciting, very exciting. And if you go multifamily, if you decide to become a passive investor and do that, it's kind of the same thing. It's a cash flow snowball in itself. You get that first multifamily deal. What happens? You want to get in that second deal. And then you want to get in that third deal. And you want to grow it. You look forward to growing it. You find ways to grow it. That's where I am. So how'd I start? Well, for me, I listened to this radio show, yes, for about 2 years. 2 years. I was in corporate America. I would travel to go see my reps and my customers and be on the road a lot. So I'd listen to this on the podcast, Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, on the podcast. That was 2011, 2012. 2013, I had to call on a client that's actually in the same building as Lifestyles Unlimited there in Irving, down below in the basement, or first floor, I guess. I think the way it's set up in Irving, it's second floor, but either way, you go in the front door, and then if you go down the stairs, that's where my client was. And I'd been listening to this show for 2 years. I didn't know Lifestyles Unlimited was in this building. And I'm walking up the stairs, and I look over my shoulder, and I see Lifestyles Unlimited. I can either walk out the front door, keep on walking, or I looked up, and there was Lifestyles. And I told myself, I said, Harrison, it's now or never. And I walked up those stairs, and I went in, and that was my last call of the day. I want to say it was like 5:30, might have been around 5, might have been a little later. I don't know. It was late afternoon, and I walked in, and they said, we're actually hosting a free workshop tonight. Why don't you stick around? So I did, and I sat in the free workshop, and I believe the man's name that gave the free workshop was Al. It was Al. Forget his last name. And he did the free workshop, and he told me how I can make money 5 ways on a single-family home. Now, keep in mind, I owned a home at this time. I owned it in my IRA, which was all wrong, but I didn't know that. I just knew that it wasn't very effective and I needed to find a way to do it better. And Al talked about different ways to look at it. Why you'd want a paid for house. How you can leverage. The tax advantages. Which immediately nullified the whole reason I had the home in the IRA. But the wheels started turning in my mind. And I thought, wow. The house I had was kind of a beating. Wore my wife and I out. We were doing everything wrong. It was a $200,000 very nice home. Crown molding throughout, 4-bedroom, nice neighborhood. All cash paid for. But Al started talking about the tax advantages. And I thought, well, those are nullified because it's in my IRA. It doesn't make any sense. An IRA is about tax advantages. But if you can have the income come to you and be tax-free, what a difference. But as the wheels started turning in my mind, the drive and the desire to do better, to create more income, to provide for my family, this was that method. This was that how. And then I signed up that evening, right there. Joined the base level financial freedom program. Went home, told my wife. She said, I support you, but I really don't understand what you're doing. I would gauge her temperature as lukewarm. But as we went rolling, and we got that house out of the IRA, we took that money out of the IRA, yes, paid the penalty, paid the taxes. Believe it or not, best decision I ever made. Took that money and went on and bought, I believe, 5 houses over the next year. First one took me a while, but once I got rolling, within 3 years, 11 homes. Earning great income. I was averaging almost $500 a house, a little over on some of them. A few of those houses I still own today. But it was the start. It was the beginning. It was the decisions I made then that my future self, the Mike Harrison in 2021, is saying, thank you. I made decisions in 2013 that I'm thanking myself for doing in 2021. right? Isn't that what Kirby said on the Tell Dell Tuesday show? Again, 518, you can find it on the website. If you can't find it, send me an email. I'll send you a link to that show. But what did Kirby say? Make a decision today that your future self will thank you for. And my friends, that is the best reason to invest in real estate. That's it right there. Because it really is more than the money. How is this investment going to mature? How is it going to grow? How is it going to bless my family? How is it going to bless myself? And that's the best reason yet to invest in real estate. The passion for tomorrow. My friends, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.